Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, I'm not a big sports guy, but even I was sucked in this weekend with this huge story.
Oh, huge weekend. Who cares about week 7 in NFL when big news is happening in Major League Baseball?
After a 71-year absence from the big game, from the World Series, the Chicago Cubs are going back to the World Series, and we really need to address this. This is a big story, and there's really only one guy that can give us the insight we need. Of course, it requires a rather long-distance phone call. Yes, that's right. To the great beyond, ladies and gentlemen, longtime Cubs announcer. I have not introduced you yet.
I'll get to it, for God's sake.
Did you want to make one more noise and then I can introduce you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Long time Chicago Cubs announcer, ladies and gentlemen, say hi to Harry Carey.
Harry Christopher Carabina, otherwise known as Harry Carey. Great to be with you, Rob, Oscar, Pony Boy, Matthew Bloom. Cubs win. Cubs win. Cubs win. I'm going to have a heavenly cup of Budweiser.
Do they have Budweiser in heaven?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me a case and a half of Bud, and I'll be your best friend. That's right. How are you there, Rob?
I'm good, and I'm joined by Oscar. And I have to ask, do you feel that since you died and the Cubs now are in the big game, were you part of the curse?
No, that's not true, for God's sake. I didn't curse some of the other teams. How about the Oakland Athletics? I did play-by-play for them, too. And the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Browns. And the Chicago White Sox and the Cubs. And
The St. Louis Browns?
The St. Louis
How
Browns.
How old were you?
I was very old, man. But I'm happy to say the true love of my baseball career are the Chicago Cubs.
That town loves you. That town loves
you. Cubs win. Cubs win. How about John Lester from the Red Sox? Another retread. That's right. That's right, Boston. Take everybody that made you successful and poop them on all over to the Cubbies. Why not?
Do you have a sort of an axe to grind with the Red Sox?
Axe to grind? I don't have any axes to grind. I'm floating up here in heaven.
I see you up there.
Silly ass. Look at me. I'm up here having a fantastic time.
Who did you watch the game with?
I watched the game with Vic Tabak. We've
Mel?
Been very close.
Television's Mel from Alice?
Yeah, Mel from Alice. He's a good guy. Terrific, terrific guy. Just me and Vic. He's a big Cubs fan. And we're waiting for Bill Murray.
Oh.
We're waiting. How about him? He enjoyed it. Didn't he? Got teary-eyed and misty-eyed.
He looks good.
He came up into the booth with me and sang the seventh inning, take me out to the ballgame song.
But he was younger then. Now he doesn't look so good.
Doesn't well. I didn't look so good towards the end either.
That's never look good.
That is the great circle of life. Thank you very much. Hooray!
Mr. Carey.
Hi, Oscar.
What does this mean for your restaurant group?
You know, I really don't care because I'm up here now, you know? So when I think about money, I laugh because it doesn't mean anything when you get up here. That's why the old adage, you can't take it with you, is spot on perfection. And money-grubbing investment bankers that want to hold every nickel they can, they'll be ultimately very unhappy up here in heaven with Harry Carey.
It's your legacy and for your family.
Yeah.
The legacy that I have is my love of the people and my love of the Cub fans. That's my legacy. They love me. They still love me. I only wish I was down on the ground to see this incredible historic run. But it ain't over yet, Pachango.
No, you got to win four more, don't you?
Four more. They got to beat the Cleveland Indians. That's no small task. Yes,
I'll Harry, you mentioned the people. What about
I think Mr. Carey might be better.
What about the riots?
The riots? What do you mean, the riots, huh? Don't get me down on that. Now, I know that's what you like to do. You know, you want me to talk about the inner cities, don't you? Well, in my day, we wouldn't have had riots, that's for sure.
You always helped. You reached out. Didn't you reach out to help the inner cities?
He remembers that. He's taking it into that ugly direction there.
All right. You know, may I change the topic?
All right. Yeah,
may I
change the topic? Can we please stop talking about the blacks?
Harry.
Come on now. Oh, yourself, pony boy. You libtard. Let's talk about making America great again.
You big Trump guy?
My God. If I was down there, I'd be like, take me out to the Trump rally. Take me out for the hat. Buy me a poster with swastikas.
Whoa,
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
okay.
Stop it.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Do you have a message for some of your contemporaries that still walk the mortal coil? I know you had a problem with that dick Vince Scully.
Vince Scully, all that credit he got, I swear. Candy ass. Oh, I remember going to the Dodgers games and meeting with Vin. Oh, Vin has a nicer tie than you. Oh, Vin ties a Windsor knot and you don't. Vin doesn't have any mustard stains on his shirt. Well, Vin can kiss my hairy Carey ass. Okay? My wrinkled Carey ass.
Truly a man of the people.
Sure.
Do you think that Vin will be seeing you anytime soon?
I don't think, well, he'll be up here in about an hour, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'm not going to hang with the guy.
No.
And I'm certainly no fan of that little candy-ass Joe Buck.
Oh, yeah.
What's his deal?
Hey, did you hear about him and the hair plugs?
Yeah, all the hair plugs in the world aren't going to make you any taller, you little queen.
Queen? Whoa. Wow.
This Harry, we don't use that type of language anymore.
Yeah. Oh, we can't? Is that politically, is that not PC?
Well, I remember what Harry told me in the pre-interview.
How about this for PC? Okay, two Jews walk into a bar.
Come on,
what's happening?
Keep
here?
It to what you told me in the pre-interview. We said you had a message for Joe Buck, which was, shut up and call the game, you little freak.
Yeah, well, I didn't say freak. You're making it PC.
I'm helping you out.
Shut up and call the little game, you little fruit.
Hey,
that's what I said.
Stop it.
What's wrong?
Not okay. Wrong? That's
okay.
Not okay.
So much hate in your heart.
I didn't have a chance
there's
to check.
There's a Polish guy.
No.
Even if you
change the terminology, it's not okay.
Today's a celebration of the people.
Yes.
And all you're doing is insulting the people.
Yeah, you're going to cause a riot.
Cubs win the Major League Championship Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, and we're all celebrating with a giant mug of delicious Budweiser beer. There's nothing quite like it. You know, that reminds me. Did you hear about the prostitute that got drunk
Now, I didn't get a chance to check your wiki page before we linked up. I forget.
That's online, right?
Yes. Is Dutchie up there?
Yeah, Dutchie's up here.
Oh, so you've been reunited in death as you were in life with his wife, Dutchie Carey.
Technically.
What do you mean, technically?
Well, I have a lot of friends up here, and I have a lot of activities. I play cards with Red Orbach on a regular basis. I enjoy it. But when it comes to Dutchie, there's one activity I do more than any other up here in heaven.
What's that?
Hiding!
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Would you welcome Kevin Meaney?
Kevin!
Thank
My name is Kevin Meaney. Thinking about changing my first name to Eenie. Thank you. Eenie Meaney, figure it out for yourselves, folks. Parents' names are Meaney and Moe. I have a little brother by the name of Teeny Meaney. And I have an Aunt Jeannie. She lives in the bottle. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. I'm not getting off with that. What are you people, insane? If my mother was here, she'd be doing, what are you doing that for? Doing the Eenie Meaney joke. You're like a crazy person on stage. That's not right. God, they're crazy, my parents. In the winter, my mother's always telling me to put a hat on. Put your hat on. Put your hat on. Going outside without a hat. That's not right. What do you do this to your father and I for? 90% of the heat goes right through your head. So never point your head at anyone. You'll burn them severely. God. Don't you realize that 8 bald men can heat a gymnasium? Cooking eggs on that man's head. He'll sue us and we'll lose the house. Anything could lose the house when I was a kid. Be taking the car out at night. You're not taking that car out. Taking the car out at night. You're going to smash into somebody, they're going to sue us, and we're going to lose the house. Those were my plans exactly tonight, Mother. Yes, to go out and smash into someone so we have no place to live. I'm the evil one. You're the crazy one. They were crazy, not me. We couldn't wear tight pants growing up in my family. You're not wearing those tight pants out tonight. Get upstairs and put your big pants on. Going outside with tight pants on. We're big pant people. Get up to your room and put your big pants on. The Lobermans are coming over. Your brother doesn't wear tight pants. Stop it! Your father doesn't wear tight... Stop it! Get that knife out of your hand. Coming towards your mother with a knife. You're gonna take my eye out with that thing.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's Kevin Meaney. We lost him over the weekend. Very, very sad. Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by CISO.
Woo!
Speaking of comedy, we just heard that great comedy from Kevin Meaney. Let me tell you about CISO. If you like comedy, you're going to love CISO. It's a it's comedy for comedy nerds, and I am a comedy nerd.
Yes.
I am someone who seeks out this kind of entertainment, and you are going to love CISO. It's S-E-E-S-O. It is the new on-demand, ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one place. Now, our listening audience, the people that follow this show, are going to love this
Taylor
product.
Tailor-made, right?
Because absolutely, that's one of the reasons they're with us, because we know you're going to love this. All the comedy you need, all in one place. Bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere, on virtually any device with no commercials. CISO has every episode of Saturday Night Live ever.
Ever.
If you know, and I have been looking for a great delivery system for that show for so long, and finally somebody's got it. You go back to the old ones. Really,
amazing.
I would get CISO for that alone, where you could go back and you could get the original episodes of SNL. They're incredible. They've got the new episodes the day after they air. They've got that, too. With the election season, who doesn't want to check out the Kate McKinnon, Alec Baldwin stuff right after that? The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Seth Meyers, the day after they air. If you like British comedy, how about the original Office with Ricky Gervais? Also, the entire Monty Python catalog. This is all one place, called CISO, S-E-E-S-O, plus critically acclaimed original shows like Funny as Hell and Bajillion Dollar Properties. Original content, stand-up, improv, sitcoms, classics, brand new comedy as well. CISO has it all. Listen to this carefully. Right now, our listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99 a month. And if you are a comedy nerd like I am, you're going to love this service. Just go to S-E-E-S-O. CISO.com right now to sign up for a 2-month free trial with CISO using the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy. You really, if you're a comedy nerd, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give the free service a try, and you're going to be hooked. You're going to love that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, we lost a friend of the show over the weekend, Kevin Meaney, and it's very sad to lose anybody. 2016, as I said on my post, it continues, and it really... You know, it's a drag. No details yet exactly on
no, found unresponsive in his home. He was 60.
Yeah.
And it was
okay.
weird
Here he
because...
goes. Go ahead. You do it. Nobody... He loves it. I mean, he hates it, but he loves it. But no. Nobody... You can't... When someone dies... Rob Spiewak has an automatic bell that goes off in his head that goes, nobody... I mean, I know you
we
are
We all
upset.
Grieve in different ways, Mike.
I know we
it's
all
It's when
grieve.
An angel gets their wings, he knows.
That's
you,
right.
Death and you, not only do people, you have a history of this kind of association with famous people. People have blamed you, Rob. You've never talked about this a lot. People have blamed Rob for celebrity deaths, like for bringing it up on the show and then they pass away.
Right.
But Rob also does the whole online social media death thing.
Yeah.
It's an art form.
Grief poaching.
I don't know. I cannot possibly accuse him of grief poaching because Rob loves Kevin Meaney, and I know he does. He loves him as much as anybody on this show. But at the same time, man, oh, man. I mean, this, you know, he was a guest on our show. We had a business relationship with him, and he was a very nice man.
He was.
And we had a relationship with him on social media, too. But he might, if you had gone to your webpage over the weekend, it would have been, somebody said, are you second cousins once removed? What's going on with this? There seemed to almost be a...
The weird thing is that it was, the death news broke in an unconventional way. It broke among other comics, like on Twitter and social media, before any media outlet touched it.
That's usually what happens now.
No, not usually.
When someone dies, you find out on Twitter before you find anywhere else.
But I think that you...
This is 2016.
But you can't...
Yes.
Would you say
I
it's usual?
I found out in my hotel room Saturday morning, which sucked. That's a drag. I don't like to get...
Oh, Mike, we were hammered. You know, yeah. There was a lot going on.
But Oscar, wouldn't you say that when it goes...
It really was.
When people find it on Twitter... It's because a major, like the New York Times or something, has confirmed.
No, unfortunately.
Ponyboy Matt Bloom, I'll give you
a good perspective here.
Go ahead, Oscar.
I'll tell you how good it is. You can say it. I'm going to judge
when
it.
When Arnold Palmer passed, right?
Right.
Yes.
No big media outlet. And I heard it live because Dominic was doing his ESPN show.
Right.
They won't report it until they confirm it. The people that were reported all day because they have no scruples is social media.
Yeah, just like there's so much stuff about the election that's on there, and you really have to be careful with what you take everything with a grain of salt. It was
political persuasions could confirm it.
And we have. All true.
That's true.
But Pony, let me ask you. So do you think Rob Spiewak is a grief poacher?
I don't think he is in this situation, especially because this is someone who's been so involved with the show and
relationship.
They're a fan of the show. Yeah.
Nice guy. I mean, he really was a nice guy. And there was one thing he said when he was on our show. He says he never fears that anyone would steal his act because he was so a one of a kind guy. And you can call me a grief poacher, whatever. The thing that kept striking me on Friday night is, man, I wish we had him to talk to one more time. Because every time he came on the show, it was special. Because he was funny. He remembered
us.
What?
And you read online.
You're right.
I did read online, and you heard radio stations across the country where they all said the same thing. And then the comedians, the brotherhood of comedians that all said
the same tributes.
And the thing about this is, I'm trying to think of the last guy that they were talking about just being a really nice... I think Gary Shandling was known as a pretty nice person. Mm-hmm. You know, a really kind guy. And these people that are kind... And it really tells me that behind the scenes, you know, it's a guy's special when everybody is saying that about
Robin Williams. There was a Robin Williams feel to it as well, with the way everyone came out of the woodwork.
Well, but I feel like Kevin... I don't want to be blasphemous.
No.
I don't think enough people of my generation knew him.
Yeah.
Because, and I think that's because he wasn't out front. Back when I'm old enough to where I watched him on Johnny Carson, and I'm 57 years old. I don't think he He didn't stay out front. He worked his ass off, worked at a lot of comedy clubs, took a different kind of career path when he came out of the closet. He actually took a different, you know, put the fact that he was gay into his routine, came on our show and talked about it, did a funny, funny bit about it. I mean, really, he was a brilliant comedian, and he did it. But it never, and I don't know why, but he never had that same level that he had when he was doing all the shows.
Well, it seemed like he always
was necessarily a good rap.
Seemed like he was knocking on the door for a long time. He got a sitcom and it failed.
Uncle Buck, he was Uncle Buck.
Yeah, he did all the late night shows, but never quite went to like I guess the next level would have been a guest host level. He did Broadway, he did Hairspray, but he was always overshadowed by Harvey Firestein.
He was in Big, wasn't he in the movie Big?
He was in the movie Big in a small role that could have been, you know, should have been his springboard.
Who was he in Big?
He was an executive at the toy company.
Oh man.
But he just it just seemed like he missed his chance somehow.
Well, look, he's got far more success than we've ever had.
Well, that's true. I'm not saying he's
the guy.
Not saying that.
Such a talent.
A guy like Kevin Meaney, when you become anointed on the Johnny Carson show, on the Tonight Show, as he was, I think a lot of people would have expected him not to be doing what he was doing. But he was so incredible. He was very. I got the impression, you know, following him online, and that's the only knowledge that Rob or I have about the guy, is that he seemed always pretty happy, and he also seemed like, when he came out, it was extremely difficult because he was a married guy.
Yep.
And he ended up having a great relationship with his former wife and his daughter. And I always looked at that and said, you know, I don't want to get emotional here, but I actually do get choked up when I think about it. That, you know, when I read a guy like that and I pay close attention to a guy like that, which I did, Kevin Meaney was somebody who you know, it looked like the love in his life absolutely trumped everything, where he had the relationship with his daughter, had the relationship with, and they got together over, I mean, I can't imagine how difficult that was for a family to deal with something like that, to deal with a wife, to deal with a daughter. And he did it, and he was good at it, and he was wonderful back when he did come out about how he did it. And it took guts. I don't
tremendous
care
guts.
Who you are, what your political point of view is. That took a lot of guts. And so when I talked about him, I thought he was a really brave guy to the way he did that. You know, it's one thing to come out to your friends and in an intimate situation to family members. It's another thing to do it and then stand up and do stand-up comedy, which takes incredible courage.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, to get up and do that. And then I went back and I watched some of his recent clips where he talks about coming out, and he's still hysterical. Mm-hmm. He was really, really a funny guy. And it you know, but we all go back to that body of work. It's like having a great movie. You know, if it's good enough and it stands the test of time, you're always going to be remembered for it. So the I Don't Care song, which, you know, hundreds of our listeners were talking about posting it. Rob's friend Brad, a month ago, it seems like, posted his own song.
Oh, Mickey
son
singing it. Yeah, I
doing,
forgot
doing,
about that.
I don't care. I don't care. And, you know, and you go back and I would laugh every time.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. I don't care.
Standing in front of an audience. Telling them you don't care, the jokes. So he sets the bit up by doing a terrible joke, and it just, he went on and on with that. And then when he came in, we were so excited the first time he came on the show because, you know, it was Kevin Meaney, and I grew up watching Kevin Meaney.
Yeah.
And you remember this, Rob, that I just was such a fan of the, I was so excited. And when a guy that you're so excited about coming on the show walks in, and then he's a great guy.
And he stayed for 2.5 hours. I mean, it was amazing.
See, I love it when you remember stuff
like
that.
Well, that was my favorite episode of the Terrestrial Show. I put up a picture of the three of us. I hope you saw it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
And it was just, it was one of those days that was magical. It was so cool.
And so, you know, we lose another one, and it goes on and on. In 2016, I don't know what the statistics are going to bear out about the number of just talented people, but here's, this is what I was saying to my wife, and we were talking about it this morning. And this is what the grieving thing is. When you have someone that you really, really love, you don't have to have a personal relationship with them. If they affected you that deeply, Prince is the best example this year in 2016. So many people with that outpouring, but then it goes away very quickly. The closer the personal relationship, the more the grief is fleeting. And grief will be fleeting about Kevin Meaney. We will not be thinking about Kevin Meaney like we would about, you know, I think about
we've got our live show coming
like
up.
That. Yeah. we do. You were not affected by Kevin Meaney, which you are continuing to demonstrate again.
This is the most I felt about a celebrity death outside of Prince, because Rob and I got a chance to talk to him. I think you might have been out, Mike. He was on the phone. He was in New York, upstate New York somewhere.
Yeah, he was.
He did a lot of gigs up there.
He was just so nice.
Yeah, accommodating.
So
nice.
Very,
very nice. I remember one time when I called him, he said, "Can I call you back?" And I said, "Sure. Everything all right?" He said, "Yeah, we're waiting to get on the merry-go-round in Central Park with my daughter." And it's just, you know, that's his priority. He said he was very eager to do the show, but, you know, spending time with his daughter, that was job
that's
one.
That's cool.
It's a neat guy.
You know, and the guys that are, I think they're guys, they're comedians like George Carlin, whose material is so crafted and so written that they are, they're iconic and they become very famous. Then you have the comedians like Robin Williams, who are spontaneous and they will write material, but they just riff all the time.
Right.
Then you have the hybrid comedians that are like Patton Oswalt, where Patton's a little bit of both. He's a naturally funny kind of guy. He knows how he looks.
Right.
And he pokes fun at that. So, but Patton's material is super strong,
A+.
And he writes a lot of it. And then you've got a guy like Kevin Meaney, who, you know, the material is good. It's not great, but it's Kevin being Kevin, where he can just come out because he is
the delivery system.
Yes, he's just a funny guy.
Yeah.
And that was what I noticed when he came in and did the show. And so it was a real kick in the ass that he passed when he did. And it just continues. You know, we've lost a lot of people in 2016. It's very, very strange.
We're still here, Mike.
At least we have a positive positive news cycle with the election to keep us happy, Mike.
Oh, my God. Yes, sirree. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about, speaking of people passing away, my reunion weekend at American University. Oh,
we're all pleased you made it, though, Mike.
Yes, I survived it. I survived it, but things have changed a little bit. And it was, I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, good.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsy, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Meow.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates, of course you do. Face it, posting your job in one place ain't going to do the trick, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find the best person for your work, the best person to come into your company, you got to think big and be smart. You need to post all your jobs on the top job sites, and now you can. ZipRecruiter.com will get it done for you. Post your job to 100 plus job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, and do it with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry, and you can do it nationwide. Cast that net wider, and you're going to get more candidates, and you're going to get the right people to fill the position. One post, watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless emails, no more phone calls. Oh, my God, as Kevin Meaney would say, oh, no! ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses, and right now.
When?
Our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. A whirlwind weekend of travel and meetings and dinners and lunches and reunions and taxi cabs.
You were like really Robin Leach.
I used Lyft. I used Lyft. Before I get to the reunion.
Yeah.
This is, I want to talk, we advertise, Lyft advertises on the show, and they were fantastic. I had incredible experiences, and, you know, they are really a wonderful service. Let me just make this indelibly clear. The Toyota Corolla is not a cab. The Toyota Corolla is never going to be a cab. The
right.
Toyota Corolla is a personal vehicle for someone under 5 feet tall. That's what I wanted to share, okay? Even the Prius, which looks like a small insect.
A potato.
Is a vastly roomy automobile where you can actually get into the car. Now, one would think immediately, oh, Mike, you're fat. True enough, but wait, point made here.
I love it how you use classic debating skills here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Fat, yes. Fat affecting this decision not to use the Corolla the other night? Mm. No.
Ah.
Height in torso. When I can't get my body low enough to clear the entryway to the automobile with my head due to perhaps a troubled flexibility issue.
Right.
But I really don't think so. I remember when I test drove Lexuses back in the 1990s.
I think
this
it's Lexi.
Lexi, back in the 1990s, the same thing. So I get in there and I, when I see a car like a Corolla, well, I'm going to go in the front seat and that's cool. Most of the Lyft drivers that I traveled with this weekend said no problem. I get in and he's got a pad, one of those pads on for what reason, I don't know. It doesn't look like that old a car. He's got a pad. That didn't affect it. I start to get in and the top of the doorway comes up to my neck. My neck! I'm saying my neck. And I'm like, okay, this isn't going to work. And I look and I say, well, maybe there's more room in the back seat. So I go to the back seat. Well, no, because in most cases, in a car that is the size of a small child's toy, you're going to have more room in the front than in the back. And I finally said, that's it. I'm out of here. Have a great night. And I walked away. And then there was a Maxima that came after that. And no problem whatsoever. I was fine with that. And, there were like a variety of these type of cars that were there at one particular. On the way to the reunion, I got a Toyota Highlander.
Nice.
Now,
quality.
That was like getting into a, like being taken in a chariot. I love that.
No Buicks.
But the fact is, if you're going to be doing this, I think you have to have an automobile that will have at least a reasonable amount of space for maybe two, maybe three people, and that car is not going to do that. I don't know if anybody's ever had the similar experience to me with that, but based on the silence of the room, I guess that would be no.
Well, Ashley has something.
No one wants to volunteer anything.
No, because they're a great advertiser, and we love to say that we've had great experiences.
On. Okay, Steve Goldstein. Then I'll tell you know what? God forbid I say that. And then, by the way... Hey, it wasn't Lyft, it was Uber.
Oh.
But if I'd said that, that would have meant that I was you. By the way, I immediately got another Lyft driver.
Look, I ran with Lyft right all weekend, and different cars picked us up all weekend, and
yes.
we had a great experience, solid
right.
experience. No problem whatsoever.
Thank you.
They just came on. Why not?
Yes, Ashley. Yes, Ashley, what can we do for you?
Oh, I was just going to say, I use Lyft to get to and from work all the time because I work in the middle of downtown. You can't park anywhere there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I love Lyft, but I have the opposite problem. When somebody has a car that the tires go above my...
Oh,
up
where you
to
have
my
to climb,
chest.
Where you
some
have
monster
to climb
truck
up
picks
it?
You up?
Yeah.
I'm like climbing into the car.
Ashley, we could trade. We could trade.
I like the Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, it's a monster truck that she takes, and what it is she works in piles of dirt, and the truck goes up and down over the piles of dirt all day long.
So if you're keeping score, Ashley likes the Toyota Corolla. I, on the other hand, would request the Ford Ranger XLT.
Yes.
You know, that I would climb up into the cab with that. But anyway, it was reunion weekend. Had a lovely dinner with Oscar on Friday night at my hotel. Didn't get in until about 8:15. Oscar was waiting for me.
It's a quick flight for you, isn't it?
Well, sometimes, but it wasn't this time. I was supposed to get in about
7:30. You had a little weather, right?
No, it was just slow. It's slow getting everybody, and of course, it's a DC flight. And those are great on the going end and the coming end. It's always really fantastic,
sure.
Especially when you're leaving DC to get to a nicer place. Always fun. Yesterday morning in the airport was just ducky. I mean, really, if you could just count the scowls, and ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to begin our pre-boarding process.
Ha ha ha!
Okay. That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. You're in row three. You don't have the extra legroom seats. So camp yourself with your two large bags at literally the doorway of the airplane.
Sure.
When the lovely gentleman at JetBlue behind the counter has said 50 times that they need to keep it open for wheelchair access. But you go right up there and stand because it's going to make such an effing difference in the time of the flight, you douche.
What's worse, the boss getting out of Boston, getting out of D.C., or getting out of Fort Myers? Because you, in Fort Myers, you have the oxygenarian factor, right?
Octogenarian.
You know what?
Oxygenarian is an 80-year-old who has a tank of air.
The oxygen people, for me, I will tell you that the airport, and you boys have both been to it.
Yeah.
The airport down here is just so free of problems. It is so
It is perfectly suited to the neighborhood. Now, did you fly into...
It is, except for certain times of the year when this becomes vacation land.
Right. Did you fly into Washington National Reagan Inadequate Airport?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And the thing about Reagan was a couple of things. First of all, it's frustrating because I didn't get any of my football that I really thought I was going to watch because the Giants were playing at 9 a.m. And, you know, for the is it the NFL Network, the Chris Eisen Network? Is that where they are?
Rich, correct.
Yeah. All right. Glad we have an NFL Network. Really, really terrific. Thanks so much. Thanks for nobody carrying it. No one anywhere carrying it. No one. No bar, no restaurant, standard
That's
stuff.
It's premium and cable, then, Mike.
It is.
And then thanks for getting on the plane, the JetBlue that has all the channels. I'm like, okay, little Redskins football. Here we go, Redskins football. No, because it's all the New York local stations that black out the game. So that was a little frustration. But no, I think leaving D.C., being in that airport at any circumstance is just, you know, you go down to the, especially if you're on a smaller jet, and you go down to the end of the little ramp, and it's just this sea of humanity and everybody stepping on top of everybody. But really, overall, the flying experience going and coming, not all that big a deal.
Oh, wow.
Just the scowls that I noticed yesterday and the people bum rushing the gate. That was it. Otherwise, small jet. But roomy, didn't have the extra legroom seats, but they're roomy.
Do you credit the rushing of the boarding of the flight when they rush? Is that because everyone in D.C. is so important?
I think that's just it's the nature of me first. We have seen that at every event.
Sure.
You know, how many events do you go to in D.C. where everybody's on the VIP list?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we've got special backstage. Well, how many are there? 7,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that's special. But that's kind of the way it rolls. But here's a tip for everybody. If you're flying and you ever see an Embraer, which is a Brazilian jet, and they...
No hair at all?
A lot of the regional carriers, I'd really love to give a tip here. I'd love to give a tip, but I know if you just tone down the shtick for just a second. All right. It's an Embraer. I think it's a 190, and it is a small jet, but it's not small when you get in. It's actually got a tremendous amount of room when you sit down next to somebody. And I had a very comfortable flight, even without extra leg room, which
That's
is a
nice.
Racket that a lot of them
I
do.
Didn't know Brazilian made their own airplanes.
Yeah, Embraer.
Wow.
It's Embraer.
Cool.
There are lots of them. They're in a lot of service. Yeah. They're used by a lot of the regional
not of the
Were you seated by someone interesting? I know a conversation is the best way to...
Nope, neither coming or going. You know, it was a silent flight. You know, you pop your headphones on and you surf. And I just was frustrated with the football. And was on the whatever the channel was that was giving highlights. Oddly enough, the
Red Zone,
the bar did not have the 9 o'clock game on the NFL Network. JetBlue had the NFL Network, so I was just watching highlights. Nah. The whole way
okay,
down.
Cool.
I haven't even checked my FanDuel yet. I don't even know how I did.
Oh. I'm sure
you know how I did. Did you
stacks of cash.
I haven't seen your name in the top 10.
When I checked the top 20 yesterday, I didn't see any names from the show.
Yeah, another tough weekend.
I'm deep.
I think I was in the top half, though. I think I'm in the top 125.
It was wonderful. 250.
We had Oscar and I had dinner on Friday night, and the only question I would have...
It was lovely.
Your lovely fiance.
Yes.
So, is this her not wanting any interaction with me at all, or is this you keeping her from me? That Shannon came in, they were going out to a concert to see the guy that was
Rory
on
Albanese.
Friday.
Right.
Rory Albanese, yeah. And Oscar was on the way to a show. Oscar and I had an 8 o'clock dinner date, and then Shannon was coming by, and I got only 48 seconds of quality time with Shannon. It was like, hi, how are you? We've got to go. Hi, we are. And then, boom, they're out there. It's just like, and I said, you know, Shannon, it's always nice to see you. How are you? I was wondering. Shannon, where are you? It's just like, hi, Mike, how things been? Nice to see you. Okay, there we go. We got to leave. And, you know, I was very...
See, I'm curious because I know for a fact that Shannon has no desire to spend any time with me ever. And that's why her
Shannon
design.
Has desire. I don't think Shannon has desire to...
I
don't know
you
because
guys
I haven't
are
seen...
paranoid. You were late for dinner and you couldn't help it. I get that. I was supposed to go back home after our dinner for a 10 o'clock comedy show.
Isn't it funny when Oscar talks to you about being late?
And it's true, though. I mean,
it's
I was
comical.
In the lobby.
It is.
Well, it's true, but I had nothing to do with it.
No, you didn't, Mike. But if you're late, you're late, right? If you're not on time, you're late. So I.
Can I quote you on that?
Would you please isolate that? Rob.
Yes.
Isolate it.
Yes.
Save it. Use it. Thank you. Thank you very, very
so,
much.
So, when she picked me up, she had a Lyft waiting outside. It was 9:45.
At the restaurant?
We were leaving at 9:45 restaurant to get to a Midtown comedy club,
right,
which was going to be cutting it close. And we got there. They were hitting the stage.
So, this has nothing to do with you keeping her, like, sequestered?
No. We had a contractor at the house that she had to stay with as he was putting in.
Shannon, don't make eye contact with Mike.
She was making sure that everything was put in correctly. So then she took a shower and then came and met. I was actually supposed to go back home, pick her up, and then drive her together, but we drank too much, so a Lyft had to
Was that on, because I guess the comedy club would have been going in the direction of your house, correct?
No, the comedy club is opposite direction of my house.
Oh, it's uptown.
Yeah, it's uptown.
Oh, okay, all right.
And it was just a big mess time-wise.
Sure.
Trust me, I wanted to not go. I'm glad we ended up going because...
Well, you know what? When I had...
Yes.
The last time, seriously, the last time I had quality time really chatting with her was in Maine. And and I really enjoyed it.
We're on the same page, Mike.
And I worry because, you know, I do that
kind of... That's the last time you talked to her, too?
Really? In depth?
I do that kind of creepy thing on the show, and I wondered whether that, you know...
She doesn't listen to the show anymore.
She doesn't listen to the show.
No.
Well, she never listened to the show.
Well, she used to, and then her feelings would get hurt. And I said, babe, I told you a long time ago to stop listening.
That, and once again, not my fault. That's your
fault. No, it was my fault.
That's your... Because
but Mike, we know they shouldn't listen. By they, I mean our significant others.
Well, right. Carla handles it more than any other partner I have ever had in my life, simply because she is tougher than
Remember when she stopped listening to the show?
She stopped listening to the show because I was talking about my illnesses.
Yeah.
My elective surgeries. Hey, speaking of that's a perfect segue time right now. Well, tell Shannon I'd like some quality time at the... Is she coming to the November 5th
show?
She
is. We've acquired her a ticket.
Nice.
So Oscar will go home and say, Shannon, Mike wants to, you know, talk to you more.
Mike, more cleavage, more talking to Mike.
Actually, what they're going
to
do is...
That would be... See, there I go. Now, he got me to do that, and I didn't want to be creepy during this segment, but then I went... Yeah, that'll be good.
Shannon does not have a ticket per se. What we're going to do is we're going to let her watch the show through a glass window. She won't hear it. So if you would like to gesture, that would be a good time.
Okay, reunion fun. Saw my mates. I'll tell you all about... I'm such a psycho. I swear to God. I worry about crap I do not need to worry about. I really do. My life is filled with it. I would live longer and be more happy if I didn't do that. We'll be right back. I'll tell you all about it.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Mike in Florida writes, I'm having trouble talking to people in bars. Well, Mike, try an Old Fashioned. It's a good conversation starter, and if things go south, just remember this. Keep both feet firmly planted on the ground and make sure that ground is flat.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here to tell you all about our latest new sponsor, Slots Champion, is Izzy Gold. Let's bring
Izzy
in.
Oh, Izzy!
How good.
Hi, I'm Izzy Gold, introducing the latest in mobile gaming, Slots Champion by TM Soft. Inspired by the gambling addiction of Mike O'Mara.
Woo!
Explore the beautiful Slots Champion Casino, where players win big. You can visit the bad place without even leaving your home. Our luxury video slots are paying out so fast we filed for bankruptcy. I'm not kidding you. My name is Izzy Gold. Play multiple themed slot machines from the classic three-wheel to a Wheel of Fortune knockoff. So accurate. so accurate, it has our lawyers worried. It's endless fun. Level up to unlock new machines, make higher max bets, get extra pay lines, and reveal exciting bonus games. Building that bankroll feels great, I can tell you that. And your kids will admire your endless dedication to providing for their future. Everyone respects a video game millionaire. Visit SlotsChampion.com. Remember it. Write it down. Don't forget it. SlotsChampion.com. What's not to like? To download it from your favorite app store, it's completely free. Please share with your friends on Facebook and pay your newfound wealth forward with a positive 5-star review.
Very nice.
Again, that's Slots, excuse me. I'm Izzy Gold for Slots Champion by TM Soft. Visit slotschampion.com to download. And remember, when you visit us, you will win big.
Who's a big winner? Izzy's a winner.
Izzy for Slots
Champion. I love it.
There are different Las Vegas gamblers that will, every time we have a Slots Champion commercial, that will be dropping by to plug that particular
That's
product.
Phenomenal. So,
well, they know the business. They know what rocks.
Wonderful weekend. I probably will have to address this tomorrow because we don't have time today, but had lunch with my daughters, and then Carla last night informed me, does Elizabeth have a new tattoo?
Ooh.
And if she does, we had... a beautiful 2 hours together, and I did not hear that. I heard about what their plans are.
Not sure that when a young youngster gets a tattoo, it's at the top of the conversation list.
Well, I sure would have liked to know, Rob Spiewak, and you know what? We'll have a phone number to find out.
Oh, good. That's good.
I'd like to call her on today's show, but it's Monday, and I'll let her get the week established. So I had a great time with the daughters. They're you know what? This is what every father that doesn't see his kids on a regular basis wants to know when they get to be grown-ups. They're happy kids.
That's good.
That's great.
That was awesome.
That
was my takeaway. They were very happy, looking forward to their future. In Elizabeth's case, enjoying her college experience. In Catherine's case, getting ready to move to the big city. I don't mean the big one, the city. She's getting ready. She's got her place and her roommate all lined up, and she's going up there after school, going right to New York City.
Wow. Get a rope.
She loves it. And,
what?
Pace Picante. Nothing.
New York City. But the reunion, I was unduly nervous about my dorm floor reunion.
Let me offer this. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone that listened to last week's show.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of nerves in your voice. And I know that it manifested itself in the fact that, oh, my God, it's going to be dry. That wasn't the issue.
No, the issue was just seeing people I hadn't seen for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, and making sure that my greatest fear was that I would have someone walk up to me and I wouldn't know who they were. That happened maybe 3 times where I was not really plugged in. But the people that did that were aware of that as well. So
okay.
It wasn't a big deal.
No name tags, often, at a reunion.
Yeah,
we had name tags.
Yeah. But the thing is, name tags, if someone thinks you should know them, it's extremely obvious when you're, you know, doing that, because with my vision, in order for me to do that, it's just like I'm going, well, it's so good to see you. What have you been up to, Ron? You know, I mean, it
Burgundy.
Was just Burgundy.
At my 20th reunion for high school, I wore someone else's name tag.
That's funny.
Who else was there? You probably looked better than most.
Yeah.
Here it is. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that lie.
Wonderful.
And it really, he didn't really sell it with the word probably.
Think about it. As far as like ailments and really some horrible stuff that could happen to someone in that span of time.
He still has his hair.
Mike looks young.
Let me tell you what I did. But there's one factor here, Oscar, and that's why when I went on the McDowell Terrace website the afternoon of the reunion, where I was going to be there that evening, I went through every single picture I could find, a recent picture, and I'm going, college weight. A lot of people have maintained their college weight. Yeah. And yeah, the hairlines, not so much. Now, you know, the hairlines are all different. But my fear was not knowing people and just going there and kind of feeling like, why did I do this?
Right.
I arrive. This is the night that I begged off the Corolla, and then I got my Highlander. And so I was very comfortable going in.
The official start time was 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
What time did you arrive?
I arrived at probably a little before 8. Probably a little before 8.
Perfect arrival time, I would say.
I realized when I dashed out of the house that I had brought a jacket to wear to the event, because I figured jeans, dress shirt, and jacket would
sport
be
jacket,
the way to go, sport jacket. But the one I had, when I looked at it, it was like, I said, man, this is so crappy. And I realized I had one that was in the back of the closet that was not the one that I thought I picked, which was my funeral suit jacket that I was going to wear.
Oh, no.
My brand new suit jacket that I was going
to
wear.
Now, when you say funeral suit, you should be clear, Mike. It's to be worn to someone else's, right?
I wore it to my mom's funeral.
Yeah, not for your own.
It was a quality garment, a heart chapter.
That happens to everyone, though. You just grab it. You're like, this is the one.
Right.
And then you go.
It was black. It fit. Yes. And I got on the plane, and that was it. You know, so I get it, and I'm looking at it, and I start to look at it on my flight up, and I'm wearing it. I wear it to meet with Oscar, and I'm sitting there, and as I'm looking at this thing, you know, there's a thread here, there's a shoulder that looks puffy here. It just looked like crap. It looked like S. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna get up.
Did you notice it, Oscar?
I know it's happened to me even at a younger age. I remember being in front of class. I was like, why does this thing fit weird?
Right.
And I picked like a suit from 6 years ago, a jacket that just had been in my closet, and I was like, they probably all think I'm homeless.
Yeah.
Right. That's all.
I was at the flea market.
I just picked, my grandpa gave me this jacket to wear to this presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I had to get up in the morning and once the store's open, I had to go to, get myself a jacket. And because you're on the clock.
Oh, no.
I didn't. And this is not to cast any aspersions on future advertisers. Okay?
No, right now.
But this was one where I said, you know what? I'd really like to have a jacket that doesn't. A jacket like when I picked out one chair a long time ago, where I'm going to buy something that's not.
You don't need to alter. You don't need to alter.
Don't need to alter, but it's also not a piece of crap from one of those giant warehouses.
Yes.
Okay. So I went to a men's store in downtown D.C.
I'm sorry, Mr. Zimmer. You will not be needed today.
I just didn't want to go there, Rob.
I understand.
That was the first thing I wanted to do. And being a Manassas person, that's all we had back in Manassas.
Oh, yeah, I've been to that one.
I'm in downtown D.C. And I said, you know, I'm going to go to a nice place.
Yeah.
And I ended up going down, and it was, I won't mention the store. But it's a two-level store, and I went down to the basement where they had these great jackets, and they were expensive. So I actually called my wife, and I said, I'm going to spend some money.
Oh,
I just want
wife.
You to know I'm going to spend your money.
Like about?
Nope.
Oh, no, I'll tell you how much.
All right.
Nope. It's that.
Wow.
If you're lucky.
What do you
if
got?
You're lucky.
You got to take one finger down.
Okay.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah I went that route. I went that route. And that route was, it was something where I just wanted, I know I had my crappy jeans on, my little sensible shoes, but I wanted to have a jacket that was going to, and here's the thing, here's the thing. I don't want to be, racist. I don't want to be racist here, but I have had,
this is usually when the racism comes,
when it comes to
take it easy, Harry Carey,
when it comes to purchasing men's clothing. I have had, and I remember this is just in my mind, the best experiences I have ever had are when an African-American gentleman will help me pick out my clothing.
Okay.
And this was no exception. It was absolutely true. And right down to the shirt, I got myself a little dress shirt. He gave me the little pocket square to wear with it. And it was just, I was on my way after spending a king's ransom, told my wife, explained the circumstances.
You were wearing a MacBook.
I was wearing a MacBook. It's silly, but sometimes you just got to say.
You got to do it. You can't go looking like you just fell out of a tree.
No, you got to impress them. And you get that new iPad Pro and you download a Pocket Square app and you tuck it in and it looks
ultimately.
Boss.
Ultimately, for my purpose, I just read an article in one of my little magazines that I had on texture. One of the articles said, if you're a man of larger size, though, there's only one way to buy a sports jacket or a suit. You have to have it made.
Yeah.
You have to have.
That's why
it
we always
made.
Stressed with, when we worked with Blank Label. Or we worked with a handful of other custom tailors. Really,
Indochino.
Yeah, Indochino.
Right.
And the jeans company, Distilled. That if the
really
clothes fit, if the clothes fits you, you're going to look better in it.
Yeah, off the rack, this was as good as I could have done, as far as I was concerned.
No alterations at all? Didn't have time to get something like custom made.
No alterations at all.
That's pretty good, though.
Here's the thing, too. I have always had my jackets adjusted so that the I have the sleeves shortened. And
you're like me. You like a longer jacket.
I like a longer, but this time was
with
one
tails.
Where I...
But
you look at that, and sometimes if you've got a shirt that fits properly and you alter your sleeves, you're going to look like a mook. I ended up looking fine. I felt good. I felt confident, and I got to the event, walked in. They had the little – it was just like I envisioned it. The dorm was different, completely reconfigured, remodeled.
No asbestous.
You wouldn't have recognized it, I bet, if you hadn't known you were there.
No, not recognized it. It was just a, you know, it was like a glass cubicle, and you walked to the elevator when I was there. This had a little lounging area for the kids, and they had a very interesting I'll end my discussion with what they had there as far as the toilet facilities. That was something new to me. I walk in. I go down there. They said, did you register? I'm like, no. And I immediately had my college attitude that I had for the entire time I was at American University. Did you register? I said, nah, registering's for the other folks. I immediately copped a tune.
Do you think it was because you were in that environment?
Man.
Did it come back to you somehow?
I was just joking.
That's
but I was
so
just
great.
She was like, you know, she wasn't one of my classmates. She was somebody that worked for the university.
Right.
And I immediately had that anti-academic.
Anti-establishment.
Did she say? Anti-establishment.
Well, you're going to need a name tag. I assume your name is Dick.
So he said, well, we're gonna have to give you a written name tag, not one of the printed ones. And I swear to God, Rob, I didn't say anything. I went, oh, that's what I did. I looked at her and she said, we're gonna have to give you a handwritten name tag, not one of the printed ones. And I went, oh.
That's the DJ in all of us.
Yeah,
that is the DJ in all of us.
I'm kind of pre-gaming with the tune.
And also, you're nervous, so you're retreating into a little bit of shtick. That's a defense mechanism.
And I said, God, I hope I just see some of the folks I know. And I walk in, and I see my buddy Billy, my buddy Rob, Scott, Jimmy, Doc. They're all there.
Oh,
in the
that's
front.
Great.
And they were right in the front corner because it was next to the bar.
Hey!
It was open. Hello. With Stella Artois and Bex Light, baby.
That's a good mix right there.
They had some good hoot, and they had a keg as well.
Whoa.
And they had beer and wine. It was...
Cash bar?
I will tell you, nope.
No.
No, sir.
Wow.
No, sir. Yeah. Thank you. Well, at
this
the end...
This is VCU.
Who's a winner? Yeah. Mike's a winner.
Oscar, at the end, you'll get this. They, had a little talky talk. You know?
Yeah.
Thanks
the
for the
university
effort.
Needs you. We are trying to build the West Wing.
Yeah.
So it was, I can't even begin to tell you that. I immediately, within 7 minutes of walking in there, I knew that I had done the right thing, that I was delighted that I did it.
We want to make American University great again.
Yes.
By the way, American University, 22% acceptance rate. Hey, Ashley, congratulations.
Yeah. Nice
way to
work.
Go. Way
Thank
to go.
You.
I mean, that is that school, you know, when I was there, the acceptance rate was, hey, how you doing? Your parents have any money?
That's it.
Is that check going to clear?
Yeah, that check going to be all right? Come on in. There you go. We're going to be all set here. And it was the McDowell Hall, Ashley. I know you know the campus. And it was the connecting lounge at McDowell Hall. And I was just, I was thrilled. It was
I'm glad. That's cool.
There were like two or three guys that looked like they walked off the floor. They had not changed at all. And then there were the people that were completely unrecognizable, where I had to say No, and usually with the guys, it involved hair, not weight. Because if the guys like me had gained weight, everybody recognized me immediately. I'm fatter than I was, but I look like I did back then because of the hair, I guess. I've got my hair, thank God. But I'd rather be thin. I'd rather be thin with a little less hair. That's the way
but
I would
like it. But it's the face.
It's the face.
A friend of mine is fat and bald, and it ain't great. So.
And as I mentioned before, we lost a couple of buddies, and that was sad. And, you know, just a, you know, I met with one of my best pals, widows there, and she was classy and dignified. And my friend Debbie, I love you, and it was great to see you. And it was just a great evening. However, towards the end, this was 7 to 10, right around the 10 o'clock hour, your boy was completely and totally out of gas.
You were bushed?
I didn't go to the after
from
party.
From all that whacking?
I didn't go to the after party.
Man,
I was sitting there.
What the
hell
is the matter with you?
Oh, bushwhackers.
I was absolutely done. I was done.
You didn't go out after?
You didn't have to.
There was beer at the party.
Doesn't matter. It's 10 p.m.
I was back at the hotel at 10:30. I was back at the hotel at 10:30.
Charkey wrote me on Friday night at like 12:48 a.m. He's like, right. You guys still out? And mind you, I left Mike at 9 p.m.
Can't do it, man.
Sure.
I can't do it. And by the way, it ain't because I'm old. It's because I have a three-year-old. My
yes.
body clock
Your
is
schedule.
So conditioned to yeah. that. And the one thing at the end, right before I was going to leave, it was potty time, and I had to stop by in the lounge of American University. That's why we could actually ask our friend Ashley about this. I visited the topic of the evening, which was the gender-neutral bathroom.
Yeah, woo! Man.
All right.
On the outside, look at that, the gender-neutral bathroom, which was the talk of the old fart reunion. We were all talking about it, including, so one room where you walk in, and at one point, one of the ladies was in there from our reunion, and it was a little weird.
So not like a single, not like a single stall, like a commingling of genders
like
in there.
Like a large yeah. bathroom with
wow.
two stalls and a sink, and it was gender neutral.
They actually and only keep those downstairs. Like
first
the,
floor?
The one, yeah, the first floor, yeah. that's it. Upstairs, it's all... separated male, female.
Were they shocked that they let African Americans in as well?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
But I also heard that the McDowell Terrace of McDowell Hall is now co-ed.
Oh.
Which is blasphemy.
So much boning.
Blasphemy.
So much boning.
It wasn't before. It was just guys.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Yeah. Oh, no. Back in 1980, the only way a lady got a ticket to stay on that floor overnight was if she went to Steak and Egg at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the way that was.
And to be that's fair, Mike, in the era of your college, most women weren't being educated. They were staying at home.
That's true.
They were
that's true. Absolutely.
From the nursing school across the street.
They could be teachers, secretaries, nurses.
Yes. Yes. And they were welcome to join us from the secretarial college across the street.
Secretarial pool.
But it was great to all my friends, especially my buddy Rob Johnson. I give you a total shout out. Thanks for
that's
putting
awesome.
All that together. They did a fantastic job. And I think maybe there's a chance that I'll see these guys again. It won't be another
awesome.
30 years because we'll all be dead if that happens.
True enough.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Blue.
Hey,
you know,
yeah.
Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. And now, time for a nap.
Thank you, Pony Boy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by PetNet. Hey, guess what I don't have to do anymore?
What?
I don't have to, like, dole out my doggie's food every single minute on the hour. I don't have to deal with that because I have a PetNet smart feeder, gentlemen.
Woo!
Thanks to the PetNet smart feeder, that is the new smartphone-controlled automatic pet feeder that personalizes my dogs Beluga and Frankie's calorie intake based on age, weight, activity level, and food type. This is really wonderful for Beluga, the pug in
yes.
particular. I use the free app to schedule and monitor all the pets' meals on the smartphone. They even get fed when I'm running late. I love this. This PetNet smart feeder. It'll feed the healthiest portion at the right time every day, and it does it automatically.
So cool.
Dog owners, you're going to love this. We all love our pets. They're family. The PetNet smart feeder makes sure they eat right every day. Go to shoppetnet.com/TMOS today, and the shipping is free. Remember, these are popular items. They're going to go fast. You're going to love it if you get it. I'd bring it in here, but it's in the doggy area, and
sure.
I'm not going to haul the whole thing in here right now for you. The PetNet smart feeder is produced in a limited quantity each month, so you got to act fast and get yours before they sell out. Get your PetNet smart feeder plus free shipping by going to shoppetnet.com/TMOS. That's shoppetnet.com/TMOS. Find pet owner peace of mind at shoppetnet.com/TMOS. Now, who's a good doggy? Who's a good doggy? You're going to love it. I swear to God, I love this thing.
News.
News.
Stand-up comedian Kevin Meaney was found dead in his home in New York on Friday. He was just 60 years old. There is no cause of death yet. Kevin was a comic for over 30 years. His first HBO special aired in 1986, and early on he made a bunch of appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. He was also in the Tom Hanks movie Big as one of the executives of the toy company and played the title character in the 1990 TV version of Uncle Buck. He also played multiple roles on Broadway in the musical Hairspray. Several comedians have paid tribute online. Bob Saget said, quote, "So kind and so damn funny. So sorry for his loved ones. Rest in peace." Patton, our good friend Patton Oswalt, said, quote, "Always thought Kevin Meaney was a brilliant comedian. Then we hung out in Ireland, and I found out he was also a terrific person. R.I.P. Roseanne Barr called him a genius. Judd Apatow called him a very special person. And Bobcat Goldthwait called him hilarious and courageous. That's just a few of the comedians, his peers, that have weighed in. So safe travels home, Kevin Meaney. And I agree with you, Rob. I just get bummed we won't have another chance to have him on
I'd
the show.
I'd like to have him one more time.
He had a free pass anytime he wanted to join us. Before someone stuck a gun in Kim Kardashian's face and stole $11 million worth of jewelry from her, she did a 60 Minutes interview that aired last night. She ironically talked about the pitfalls of being so public. She said the big thing is the loss of privacy, but she added, quote, "For me, I can handle it." And later she said, quote, "I do believe that the pros in my situation and my lifestyle have been more beneficial than the negative things." Then she was asked the obligatory question, what is her talent? I think a lot of people have wondered that. And she said, quote, "It is a talent to have a brand that's really successful off getting people to like you for being you." Why do I think that came out of a public relations office? But I do. So I have to think that that involves some type of talent. I don't. She also said she attributes her career to social media. And, you know, I agree with that. I think
who did the interview with her?
I didn't see it.
I was going to say, because wouldn't it be great if she replied it had been Scott Pelley? And she said, well, what's your talent?
What's your talent, Scott?
Yes, yeah, Scott. In your face, Scott Pelley.
My talent is sticking my lower jaw out, Scott
I'm
Pelley.
Better than you,
Scott Pelley. Salma Hayek doesn't quite count as one of the Donald's victims, but if what she said on a Spanish language radio station the other day is true, she definitely has a gripe. Now, you know, make the determination about the accusers for Donald Trump. This is one that I believe Salma all the way, 100% true.
Okay.
Interpret it as you will. Early in Salma's career, when she had a boyfriend, Donald decided he wanted a little bit of that action. So he got her number and started calling and asking her out. She told him she wouldn't go out with him even if she didn't have a boyfriend. And suddenly, the National Enquirer printed a story saying that he turned her down because she was too short for him.
Oh, my God.
She is sure that he was behind it. I believe it.
You know
too.
What? That dates back to remember when they discovered he was pretending to be his own publicist. Yeah.
His own publicist. Yeah. That's why I believe it. But this wasn't just revenge. It was actually an angle for him to finally get a date with her. She said, quote, "Later, he calls and leaves a message." And he says, "Can you believe this? Who would say this? I don't want people to think it's about you."
No.
So he could get a date with her.
What a jerk.
It's, you know, he thought that I would try to go out with him so people wouldn't think that's why he wouldn't go out with me. And I don't know, you know, it's fascinating.
Who's mad about being short? It's not like something you're really, especially if you're
Salma
a girl.
Hayek, oh, boy.
Adrian's
according,
okay with it.
Yeah. According to a new Harris Poll survey, this is one that I'm going to give you. I'm not going to give surveys unless they're sourced. Harris Poll has this one.
Right.
Only, this is great, only 16% of people usually watch football sober.
Ah, that sounds about right.
16?
The survey only asked people who drink alcohol sometimes. So if you're 100% stone cold sober all the time, you're obviously watching it sober. But if you're a person who drinks at all,
okay,
there are overwhelming odds that you will drink when you're watching football. You know, it's interesting because
it's a lot more fun drinking.
But see, I usually don't.
Really?
No, I usually watch it. I usually watch it in my own home, and I don't. I watch, you know, I watch it religiously.
What about during the 9 a.m. game?
Usually that's just
Bloody Marys.
If you count a blood alcohol level,
sure.
If you're drinking beer, since that's the most popular type of alcohol to drink while people watch every sport except tennis and horse racing, wine is the most popular drink for tennis. So beer is football, wine is tennis. Liquor is most popular during horse racing.
You know who mentioned that to me once? It wasn't on the air, but Nicky Diamond said that to me.
Nicky Diamond. Can we ask Nicky Diamond about that when he comes on Wednesday?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it'd be a good idea.
If he drinks when he's watching the
Thursday, game. We'll have him this
this week. The survey also, I'm glad you nailed down that. You nailed down that. I'll tell you, if Nikki Diamond was, you get that job done. That is on your list. That is top of your list. We know he's going to be here Thursday.
Yes.
The survey also found 22% of people usually watch basketball sober, and only 23% usually watch baseball sober. So that means what, the vast majority of people are loaded when they're watching
athletic
events?
I guess so. And, you know, but I can see that at the ballpark. That seems like right at the ballpark.
I feel like going to a bar, eating some wings, getting a beer, hanging out, right? Especially because at home, unless you have someone to yell at the game about, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a different kind of sports fan. Yeah. I just wallow in my own misery. let me take this opportunity to say sorry, Redskins. Okay.
Tough
a
loss.
Company in Phoenix just launched a new dating app called Date Miserable People.
Oh.
Hi, Pony.
Get me on there.
The entire goal, Mr. Bloom, is to match up people who are honest about their baggage, their self-loathing, and their flaws. First of all, we all fall into that category, but yeah. I know you do as well. The guy who created it says it's a place where people with, quote, not-so-perfect lives can tell the truth without feeling like they're inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the quote. The majority of sites, everybody's perfect. Everybody's got a beautiful picture. Everybody loves to travel. Everybody loves to hang out with their friends. But that's not who they really are. Of course, like any new dating app, this is going to succeed or fail based on getting a ton of people to sign up and having some of them make connections. But we'll give them this. It's a new idea in a space where we thought there were no new ideas left. And write it down, Pony. It's there right now. And let me see. What's the quote for it again? What is it called? Not so perfect. Wait a minute, where is it? DateMiserablePeople.com. That's the name of it.
Put the URL.
Yeah. DateMiserablePeople.com to get started. Pony, I would love you to check it out.
DateMiserablePeople.com/sugarglider.
Oh, even better.
And now a little something, something. A Wyoming man who arranged to pay a prostitute with a McDonald's quarter pounder and french fries.
Goodness.
Was arrested when he showed up for an illicit encounter, food in hand, only to discover that he had been snared in a sting.
Oh.
As part of an undercover operation, cops in Casper placed a Backpage.com ad posing as a hooker trolling for clients. Investigators charged that David Mangus answered the ad and arranged last week to meet the purported prostitute for sex, but instead of paying cash in return for... cops say Mangus worked out a deal to provide the hooker with food instead. He was arrested and charged. The hooker stated that the food for sex deal was part of her all-day menu.
Oh!
We will take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. The Audio Vault next.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary and I regale you with stories about our night out in Washington trying to find a place to eat.
You would think that was impossible.
It was ridiculous. Washington is not New York. You can't say it's open all night because it's a Saturday night, 11 o'clock. We can't find a restaurant.
I'm still hungry.
That's why I'm so agitated.
Yeah.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint is all about supporting small business owners. No matter what you need, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. Handed out a bunch of Vistaprint cards at my college reunion on Saturday night, and it was delightful. When I got the Q&A, so what is it? Well, where is it? Well, what do you do? Well, are you still... Okay, we're just... Here's the card. Shut up! Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. You can, too. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, that's TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com. lift.com and order yours today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, October 23rd, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
Are you still an Anthony Bourdain enthusiast?
Watched him last night.
He had a great piece on the Sunday morning.
Sichuan province of China.
How was the food on that? That had to be great.
Stunningly hot, stunningly fun, stunningly entertaining. He is still getting it done. Let's book him on the show again. I'd love to talk to him.
We shall. He did a great piece on the Sunday morning Today show, which is usually horrible because they put too much weight I can't think of his name right now. The guy that was, he's a little bit slimy. He used to do the regular show, the red-haired guy. What's his name? Help me.
You mean the red?
Willie Geist.
Bill Geist.
No, it's Willie, I think they call him. Willie Geist. They put too much weight on his shoulders.
Oh, you mean Willie Geist? Okay, but Bill Geist used to be on CBS Sunday morning.
Yeah, exactly. But Willie Geist does everything on this show. You get a feeling that he might be setting up the cameras during the commercials. It looks uninhabited. But he did a great piece with Anthony Bourdain, and this is how they opened it. And I love that Anthony Bourdain is a definite food guy, but not shy about his opinions.
Okay, I got to get you on the record on a couple things.
Sure.
Pumpkin spice.
Who's eating this stuff? Is there some vast demographic of pumpkin crazed, you know, people hanging outside of whatever the pumpkin outlet is, like a methadone clinic, waiting for them to open up so they can get their pumpkin spice? The farm to table bothers me too. Lonnie Dufresne said, "Look, I'm in your restaurant. I'm pretty sure your vegetables grew on a farm, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to eat it on a table. Do I really need the T-shirt?
Do I need the T-shirt?
Yes.
You know what? I think about Anthony Bourdain every time I eat sushi because he was giving us all crap about making the slurry with the soy sauce and the wasabi. I still think about that. But he's right, because if it's really great sushi, it's really great stuff, you don't need to mask what you're in effect doing.
Yeah.
You don't soak it and mask the flavor, which is really what you're doing.
This interview is still online if you go to the Today Show, whatever link is on through NBC.com, and you don't realize he puts himself in danger when he goes and he does all this stuff. It's a fascinating interview. Take a peek at it.
I'd love to see that.
Congratulations, as you mentioned, to the Cubs. They're headed to the World Series.
Yasiel Puig will be the batter. Left side.
I'm going to tell you the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
For real.
October 22nd, 2016.
I'm sorry.
It's for the first time in 71 years.
Yeah, we know it.
The Chicago Cubs have stamped their ticket to the World Series.
Now, that's 71 years to get to the World Series.
Right.
It's a much bigger number if they win the World Series. I will tell you that I have said all along that I would love to hitch my wagon to the Cubs.
Right.
It would be fun because they are like the Red Sox fans, so long-suffering. However, I have to tell you, the media and their complete blowing off of Cleveland.
Oh, I know.
This is it's unprecedented.
Nearly the same. It's nearly the same story.
It's Chicago, 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 Chicago. And I feel a little pang of sadness for the Indians because they're getting the overdone media coverage of the Cubs is pushing me away. Knock it off. Let the series happen a little bit.
Be fair, Mike. They wrote these Cubs stories 3 weeks ago. They want to run them.
They did. It's lazy.
It's exactly what it is.
People aren't talking about this enough, I think, but the Theo Epstein connection as far as baseball operations.
Sox, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And what he did when he got to the Red Sox and what he did when he got to the Cubs.
Well, who do you have in the World Series, Oscar Santana? I'll tell you who you have. You have the general manager that the Red Sox effed over, who's taken the Cubs to the World Series, who will be facing off against the manager who the Red Sox effed over. Now, the Red Sox have won a World Series since both these things happened, but the fact is, that's kind of the way it went down. And you got Terry Francona and Theo Epstein facing each other in the World Series. And I think that says a lot about
the
guys.
You must be excited that no matter what, it's going to be a Red Sox victory.
That's it. That's the way I'm looking
roots.
At it.
Yeah,
no, I think you still, look, it's very simple for me. You go with the longest suffering. And the Cubs have that hands down. They have the longest suffering fan base. But whichever team wins this World Series, it's going to be incredibly special for the fans.
Yes.
And I just don't want them to see, you know, Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. You got a Cleveland story here, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. But congratulations. I love the fan base for the Cubbies, and I got a soft spot in my heart for him.
Oh, yeah. So
Cubs manager Joe Madden is his name, after the game, said this.
I love it when you say is his name. Yes, yes, Rob, the most famous manager in probably all of baseball. That is his name.
That is his name, Mike. This is what he goes by. He has
Did
several
you know
cards
it before
in his
you read that? Did
no.
You know
it? Why would I?
Okay. Good.
So, thank do you know who designed the costumes for the Wizard of Oz? No. We all have our strengths. His name was Adrian. Okay, so after the game, he was addressing the crowd, and he had this great quote to say.
Joe, when you had your morning coffee, yeah, what was going through your head this morning?
I wanted to watch football tomorrow.
What he said. He means it, too.
Me and Jay got it better. Two teams are playing against each other tomorrow. So we're just going to sit down tomorrow and be able to watch a football game on a Sunday.
So we are up against the clock. Tomorrow I'll play you the tape of the lady who broke into the house drunk and put the dog on the trampoline. We'll talk about
really,
that tomorrow.
Was it really, who was the person that did the costumes for the Wizard of Oz?
Adrian. He designed all the costumes. He was a
one-name
guy, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He did every. He was fabulous. Can you imagine the amount of dyeing of shoes? No, come back. Oh, please come back. Please come back. Please open the vault again, because a magical thing happened yesterday. Right. As you mentioned, the Redskins came in second,
yes,
but they did manage to do this.
A 45-yard field goal at 7 now for Dustin Hopkins to tie this game up at 3. And Hopkins' kick.
Yes! I feel bad about the loss, but boy, I love that sound.
That's a great sound. Doing,
and
you.
That's your magic audio ball. Thank you for second chancing me. Mike, have a good Monday.
No problem, Adrian. That's it. And thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. And all messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Wanted to just take a moment and say we really appreciate all the correspondence you send us for that feature. It never, ever gets dull, and we really appreciate that. Thanks for sending all those things to Rob with two B's. We appreciate it. And don't forget, we are going to be coming to D.C. on November 5th. If you want to go to the Mad Hatter for our meet and greet, the 5th of November, the Saturday before Election Day. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
300 costumes for the Munchkins alone.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.